You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi everyone, this is Anne-Marie Cross, Money, Mindset and Marketing Business Coach, with another incredible show to share with you. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been to a speaking event where you're giving the event, you're speaking, and you walk away yet you're discouraged because you didn't generate any leads, let alone weren't able to generate any sales? Pretty disheartening, isn't it? Well, I've got a very special guest on today's show, and her name is Dina Snow, and she specializes in empowering coaches and service-based women entrepreneurs to create five-figure paydays from free speaking engagements. Now, as a conscious business coach, Dina's five-step Speak with Heart Market with Soul Blueprint makes it easy, and she has a lot of different ways for her clients to authentically impact and influence audiences to say yes to their offer. And today, Dina's going to share the number one mindset that will enable you to make thousands from free speaking gigs while staying aligned with your conscious values, the two secret ingredients that you must mix in to make them hungry to work with you, and her three-step strategy for getting to six figures fast using free speaking engagements, even if you're new to speaking or you're not allowed to sell from stage. So I'm really looking forward to hearing Dina share all her tips and strategies as well. So welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Look, this is a topic I think many ambitious entrepreneurs struggle with, let alone the fear of speaking in public. But I know when we put together, you know, our presentation and we're not able to generate any leads, let alone sales, it can be certainly disheartening. But I know that you've got a story to share as well. So I'd love for you to briefly share with us, how did you go from a struggling coach to sought after Speak with Heart expert?
Thanks for asking, Anne-Marie. And you know, I came into the coaching profession like a lot of people do. I came from a background that was not in marketing and sales. I came from a softer background, working for municipal government and nonprofits. So when I opened up my doors to business as a coach, I really didn't understand actually what it took to attract clients. And I did realize that speaking was a really good way to get a lot of visibility out there. And so I did start speaking, and I happened to be a pretty good speaker just because of my background and what I used to do as working in municipal government. But what I didn't understand was how to use those speaking engagements to actually build my list and attract clients. So I would get great feedback from my speaking engagements, but I'd walk away with literally nothing to show for my efforts. It was quite frustrating. And back then, I simply didn't know what I didn't know. It didn't even occur to me that I could be using that in a much more effective way. And I got to the point in my business where I knew I had to do something different to get a different result. And I made that decision to invest in myself and get a lot of top-notch training. And so I got to work with people like T. Harv Eker with Peak Potentials and Blair Singer, who wrote Sales Dogs. I've trained with Lisa Sasevich and Kendall Summerhawk and a number of very big name coaches who are excellent at selling from the stage. And so I started applying what I was learning from all that training into my own speaking engagements and very quickly started seeing results. And so I started teaching it to clients as well, and they started getting results. So I've actually become, over the last couple of years, known as the Speak with Heart expert because I've managed to do it in a way that feels very authentic, very much from the heart, without it being overly markety or salesy. And that's what people want these days. They want to be able to market and promote themselves without coming across as pushy.
Yeah. So, I mean, you would have worked with a lot of women then over the years. And I know as a woman myself that we can so easily sabotage ourselves. So I wonder, in your experience and through what you've seen, what are some of the ways that women are sabotaging themselves when it comes to speaking?
Yeah. Well, I would say the number one way is that women have a tendency to want to give a lot of content. Over-delivering is a pretty common way that women sabotage themselves. So they give too much content in their talk, or they treat it as if the whole thing is an educational session. And I'm going to address that in just a minute. So that's one of the ways. And then another way that they sabotage themselves is that because they don't want to come across as pushy or salesy, they end up not making an offer at all, which is quite common. And
they just keep going on and on. And then before we know it, because they don't want to get to the point where they need to make that offer, we end up filling that space then with more and more content, which then feeds That's into okay. the first sabotage, which you're giving away too much.
That's right. That's right. But done correctly, even as short as a 30-minute speaking engagement, or even less, even if you have a 20-minute speaking engagement, it's not uncommon to be able to happily attract at least 75% of your audience onto your list to get something from you, and to also attract plenty of people into complimentary sessions with you where you can have a further conversation with them. So the big shift here that I think is important to share with your listeners is that to start thinking of your speaking opportunities not just as an opportunity to give educational content, to teach something, but also as a way to market yourself. So it's a combined effort there, where your whole purpose for being there is to create connection, ignite possibility with your content, to serve them deeply on the spot, but not too deeply, and then to inspire action for them to want to take a next step with you.
And I think that's a huge shift, because I've spoken to many women and it's like, okay, so I've only got 20 minutes. How on earth can I really demonstrate my credibility in this area and build my reputation as a specialist? And the thought that they have that it's impossible is really a huge stumbling block for them. And what you're saying, Dina, is that, hey, you can do that, whether it's 15 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour. The way you structure it is really important. And I know you're going to share some tips in a moment. But that I'd imagine is just such a huge mind shift change for many, many women.
Yes, yes. And it's also a way for them to, these are strategies that women can use without even selling anything when they speak, which is the real beauty of using speaking engagements where you're not allowed to sell, or you've got too short an amount of time to actually sell something with a dollar ticket, you know, like a workshop registration or to work with you privately. There's lots of opportunities to still build your list and attract high-end clients, even though you're not selling anything.
Yes. Yeah. So, all right, well, let's talk about that then. I mean, what are some of the things that you would recommend that'll enable us to start turning an educational talk into one that gets our audience really hungry to work with us?
Yes, would love to share some of that with you. You know, one of the first mistakes that I want to address here in giving a content-rich talk, one of the mistakes women make is that they dive right into that content. And it's a mistake because if you dive right into content without giving some context, your audience doesn't feel compelled to tune in and listen for what's relevant to them. And instead, what you need to do is call out the pain or the problem and paint a picture of possibility. And there's lots of ways to do that. One of the ways that I have already done it in the talk here, and I'll be completely transparent about it, is by me telling a little bit of my own personal story. I'm able to already start to tap into being able to relate to my audience's challenges. So I'm going to bet that there's lots of listeners on your show that have a similar background as me, have struggled through some similar things to me. And then also when they see what happens afterward, after I've learned how to overcome that with my speaking skills and savvy that I've picked up, it then paints a picture. And that's just one way to do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you think for people who would, because then it sounds as if you need to give a bit of an overview because you're building rapport, you're building that know, like, and trust, and there might be similarities in their stories that allows you to connect with them on a more deeper level because it's like, wow, I've gone through that as well. So it also gives them hope that, hang on a minute, she's done it, so maybe there's hope for me as well. Maybe I can achieve that too.
Exactly, exactly. So there is that hope component in the relating to them. And I remember something I learned from Jay Abraham. If you're familiar with him, he's one of the top marketing gurus in the world. But he said something I'll never forget. And he said, you cannot solve a problem until you've gotten your listener or your audience, your prospect, to understand that there is a problem. So you can't sell the solution until you've gotten them to see the problem and feel the problem.
Yes.
And the same thing holds true when you're speaking. You're not going to be able to move them into any kind of action unless they've had some relationship with getting in touch with some pain that your content helps them see.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I can imagine that because often when we're listening to someone or we're going into a presentation, we judge, don't we, at the beginning. Well, I don't really have issues with that. But then if at the beginning you share a bit of your story but identify some of the challenges and obstacles you went through and that you know that we're going through as well, it's like, hang on a sec, that's happening to me too. Maybe I do have a problem.
Right,
it's a great
right.
way, yeah.
And I've done it a couple times on this talk as well already by pointing out some of the ways that women sabotage themselves. I'm kind of letting the audience know there's something in there that there's another thing that they can relate to in there besides my own personal story, that they can see themselves in that pain. And yeah, you don't want to leave people in that pain and going, oh no, you know, I don't want to be stuck here. You want to also have an equal and corresponding focus of attention on what's possible for people.
Yes. You know, and as you're talking, you know, sharing about that, I can also imagine too that by identifying and connecting with them at the challenge level, but then also sharing with them as you did where you are now, it's like you expanding the possibility, you know, the realm of possibility, because some of the audience members may be sitting there thinking, well, I'm okay with what I'm doing. And then when they realize, wow, I had no idea that you could get X and X or that I could get, you know, five-figure paydays from one speaking engagement, it's like, I need to know how to do this. If someone else
That's
is
right.
doing it, I need to know how to do that too. So by giving that comparison as you did so, you know, so well in the opening, and as you're, what you're recommending we do, we can certainly create that intensity, the desire to want to know more as well.
That's you. Right.
Yeah, yeah. So then, okay, so that's one thing that is very, very important. And let's face it, if that's right at the beginning of the presentation, you're setting the stage, you're setting up that relationship to continue to be built upon. Is there any other things that you recommend as well?
I do. Some of the strategies that I think are the most essential for any woman entrepreneur to have in her speaking toolkit. Number one, you really need to have some kind of free giveaway, something that they can say yes to on the spot that is going to help them either implement something that you've delivered in your talk or it's going to expose them to additional tips. So a free giveaway of some sort is really an essential in a speaker's toolkit.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's essential is a title that actually is a good enough title that anyone who books speakers for events is going to say, ooh, that sounds good. That sounds like a title my people are going to want to hear more about. And your title is, it's the first experience anyone's going to have with you. And unfortunately, sometimes we get enamored with our own idea for a title, but when we actually try it out on people, they're left just kind of scratching their head going, I don't know about that. So titles really need to be juicy. They need to be compelling. They need to be, it's very helpful to have some outcome language in it and start embedding that whole idea of what's possible for people, even from your title.
Mm, very important.
So that's a second thing. And then the third thing that is important for a speaker to have is an opportunity for their audience to apply for a complimentary session with you, whether you call it a consultation or a discovery session or a strategy session or a breakthrough session, many enrolling conversation, whatever you call it, you need to have a way to invite people into that. And that is where the biggest opportunity lies to generate big paydays very, very quickly.
Let's talk about each of those very briefly, because I think this is just a gold mine. I mean, everything you've been saying is just so valuable. To have a free giveaway, can you give people just a couple of ideas of what a free giveaway may entail? This is particularly for those people who may just be starting out and considering using speaking as a way to really generate that steady flow of ideal clients.
Yeah, sure. So a free giveaway, they come in many, many different forms, but let me just run through a couple of ideas for people. So a free giveaway could be like a top 10 tips list. It could be a do's and don'ts list. It could be scripts for specific situations. It could be an MP3 of you giving a content, an additional talk, if you will. It could be a video series, a free video series. So lots of different ideas there. If you're just starting out, I would recommend keeping it really simple and something that's doable in like one day's time. So put together a checklist is probably the easiest way to go. And in your checklist, have it be something that gets them started, but doesn't give them so much that you've given away too much content again. So you just want to make sure you're not over-delivering everywhere you go, because that's a real problem with ladies. But to give them enough of a start for them to feel like they've been well-served with that checklist.
And to make it so irresistible that everybody sitting in the audience wants to grab a copy of that, and to do that, they need to do that in exchange for their contact details, whether it be name and email and so forth.
Exactly.
And that's what you're talking about, really, helping to build your list, which I think is, you know, a phenomenal way to be able to do that. I think the title, if we move on to the second point, that's probably something that we really do need to spend some time on, because even the free giveaway, I'm assuming, needs to be very relevant to the talk that you're giving, to the title that you're giving, because you wouldn't want to give away a free offer of something that had no relationship whatsoever to what you've just been talking about as well.
That's exactly right. And that is a mistake that some speakers make, is they'll do a free giveaway or offer a discovery session with a title on it, or try to sell something that doesn't fit with the content that they've just delivered. So it is worth taking the big picture view of where you're going with the whole intent of speaking to grow your business in the first place, so that's not just haphazard. So you're going to have a talk with a really juicy talk title that's good enough to get you booked. And then your free giveaway is going to be something related to what you're covering in your talk, but also will provide them with a little bit more insight or some next steps in there. And the same thing is true for your discovery session. So which is your free consultation or whatever you choose to call it. Here's a really valuable tip here for folks, and I've seen this happen a lot. A speaker will have the right intention and offer a free consultation, but from the audience's perspective, hearing a free consultation is not compelling. They don't understand what that's going to do for them, and this the title of it itself isn't very...
So that's
inspiring.
If they call it a free consultation. Come and sign up for my free consultation with you.
You're
saying that that's not really going to have people running to the door. They're thinking, what do I want to do? Why that for?
Yeah, so you get credit for trying if you're one of those people who've done that
tick
before.
Tick for one,
so
tick for trying. Now take it to the next level by, giving it a juicy title.
So instead you want to think about, okay, well, if I'm going to offer this complimentary discovery session, what is it I want them to say yes to from the discovery session? Do I want them to say yes to my six-month platinum program? Do I want them to say yes to my VIP day? Do I want them, so it helps to name your discovery something juicy. Like one of my discovery session titles is Charge It and Get It Breakthrough Session.
Ooh, I like that.
And
one.
When you hear that, it's like, ooh, yes,
it does.
I want to learn what that is. How can I do that? So it makes it far more compelling when you have some great titles there.
Yeah. And I think it, doing all of that and, you know, envisioning it all working together, I can really see that it is such a great strategy, you know, that the title gets people there. The title of the talk gets people there. You're, you know, starting off the entire speaking engagement by connecting and really creating that the desire for people to want to know more. You give away your free offer, which obviously has got a great title as well and some steps that you know people are want to access because it's going to take them further in their knowledge and discovery of what it is that you're an expert in. And then your discovery session or whatever you want to call it, it's got another really, you know, juicy title that steps them into wanting to speak with you further. So those three strategies combined, how can people use that then to generate, say, a five-figure or even a six-figure or more income?
Yeah. So the beauty of those three steps is that anyone can do them. You don't have to sell anything from the stage. They're easy for people to say yes to and very hard for people to say no to if you position them well and title them well. The real secret here is that with those discovery sessions, those are your opportunities to have a deeper conversation with someone and offer your high-end packages with that. And many, it's not uncommon for my clients to, you know, a lot of people start out having, and you probably know this too, Anne-Marie, that a lot of people start out in their business doing their services in an hourly way or in a by the session kind of a way, mm-hmm. which is really hard to get anywhere fast with that kind of strategy. So I know in my world, when I work with a client, I help them very quickly to create a high-end offer, whether it's an intensive VIP day type of offer or a longer-term program offering. And that way, when they speak and they offer these discovery sessions, then they have that deeper conversation with someone where they get to know them on a much more personal level and can then much more easily move people into one of those high-end programs. And that's where you can start generating those five-figure paydays very quickly, because by then it only takes one or two people to get you a five-figure payday. Mm-hmm. And that can happen from one or two discovery sessions.
Yeah, I love that because I think I just heard everyone collectively breathe out a sigh of relief. It's like, oh, I don't have to get up there and sell from the stage. In fact, all I'm doing is just allowing people to say yes into gaining some more information. And yeah, because I think selling from stage is something that really is another skill that needs to be developed. But this way is such a graceful process, isn't it? And one that exactly as I introduced you, it's one where people can continue to really connect authentically and do so, you know, aligned with that. I just love that.
Yes. And one of the mistakes I didn't mention earlier is that sometimes people will try to sell from the stage in a context where it's really pretty darn hard to have people actually say yes to buying something on the spot. Mm. But if you move people into a discovery session, that's a much more personal, intimate place to dive deep and find out what their problem is, find out if you're the best solution for that and make that offer. And you're going to be far more likely to get yeses in those discovery sessions than if you were to try to sell something for high dollar from the stage.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, some people may only have gotten to know you as the very first time. And so getting them onto your list so that you can continue to, you know, integrate your keep in touch strategy and build that relationship, they may not say yes at that stage, but down the track, because you're, you know, consistently sending out your newsletter and other pieces of information, that yes comes at a later stage as they've continued to build that relationship with you. So by doing this process, some may step into the programs immediately and others may do that down the track.
That's right. And that's a good point, if I may just take a moment here to talk about the whole list building factor with speaking. Mm. In my world, I think, okay, I can go out and network, which I do. But when I go out and network, there's no way I'm going to attract the same volume of people into my list as if I were in front of an audience of 30, 40, 50 people, where 75% of the room is saying yes right there on the spot to happily receiving my free gift. And then they're receiving my emails as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a much faster way to build your list and gain momentum in your business. And as you said, as you start to communicate with them through your e-zine, your content-rich e-zine, and receiving more tips that way, you can also start to market to them through the e-zine as well. So they may not come in for a high-end offer right away, but then later on, if you offer something like a teleseminar series, well, then you've got a much bigger list, a much bigger audience, so to speak, who's already warmed up to do business with you.
Yeah, definitely. And I think for those people who are a little bit hesitant to do speaking, what you've just said is so true. And I've even seen and heard of people going to networking events and adding people to the list, which is an absolute no-no. You just cannot do that. But in this instance, they've heard your message, you've connected with them, they've put up their hands to say, yes, I want to access that material. So you have their permissions, as you said, which is just so very important, because they're going to be more likely then to want to look forward and be inspired to read the content, to absorb it, and to learn more about what it is that you do.
That's right. And as you get a bigger and bigger list, it makes you much more, it makes you a great joint venture partner with other service professionals, so that you can cross promote each other and start getting your list built a lot faster that way as well. Yeah. So the bigger your list, the more enticing you are and other people are to you to collaborate and work together.
Yes.
Which is a whole nother topic.
Oh, yes.
Could probably do a whole nother call just on that.
Exactly. But I can see how it really fits together, and it really makes so much more sense. And it really feels, and it is, of course, with women, we don't want to be pushy. We don't want to seem to be, you know, salesy and all of that. And as you said, this really allows you to connect, speak with integrity, and remain true to who you are. Because, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, you want to be of support to your clients. And doing this allows them to say yes and to step up in such a graceful way, which I think I love, and I'm sure the listeners love as well. So, Dina, how can people get in contact with you and find out more information about your services as well? How can they do that?
Well, I certainly love when people visit me on my website and take a look at some of my blogs there. I do content-rich articles on my blog pretty regularly, at least once a month, sometimes more than that. And it's dinasnow.com, so it's dinahsnow.com. And then I do have a free gift I'd like to offer your list.
Wonderful.
And my free giveaway is How to Attract Clients and Build Your Tribe Step by Step by Speaking for Free. And it builds more on what we've talked about today. It includes a checklist of what you need to have in place and a flow chart for how to make those speaking opportunities the most fruitful for you. So that is available at tinyurl.com/speakingkit, K-I-T. And then for those people who may be listening and they're feeling like, I want to learn more from you, I want to have a conversation with you to see if my problem is something that's fixable. Most of the time it is. I invite people to contact me about a speaking breakthrough strategy session. And they can do that by emailing me at support@dinasnow.com.
And Dina, we'll put all of those links up on the show blurb so people who are listening via the website can click straight through. And I have to apologize because I've been pronouncing your name incorrectly. I probably should have asked you at the beginning of the call, but look, thank you for so graciously allowing me to do that. So of course, the website to contact and connect with Dina is www.dinahsnow.com, and we'll also put the tiny URL link there as well as the email address that Dina has shared. so that you can click directly through if you're listening via the website. Diana, this is just such valuable information, and I think for people who have been dipping their toe into the pool of speaking in public and getting out there and speaking can really take this to the next level so that they can continue to build their list, they can continue to build their income and do so confidently without having to worry about being salesy, about being pushy. This has really just taken that, you know, incredible weight off our shoulders and allow us to really step forward powerfully and connect with our ideal clients. So thank you once again for coming on the show.
You are so welcome. It's been a pleasure. And may I leave one last tidbit
for your audience? Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's a ton of, well, I shouldn't say a ton. There's actually a very simple strategy for making all of these speaking elements work together. It's a step-by-step process. But beyond the step-by-step process and the template for crafting a talk that leads to building your list and attracting those high-end clients, the most important thing is you showing up fully, authentically you. And when you do that within the given structure, you become quite magnetic. So it's really an opportunity to let go of the story that you aren't ready or you don't have valuable information to share, or you want to stay comfortable hiding out behind social media. Your audiences are very compassionate and love authentic speakers. And this is a great way to be seen and known for your authentic self.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And I think that that's so important to be aware of. And, you know, I think there's nothing more powerful than giving yourself permission to be you. And as you said, you become far more magnetic in everything that you do. When you give yourself permission to do that, all the pressure just stuff melts away. So wonderful. Look, Diana, we're going to have the inspirational tip. And I want you to stay on the line because this fits in beautifully with what you were talking about just now. So today's inspirational tip, and again, it's a tweetable and one that I think fits in perfectly with what Diana was saying today. And it is... do not give up. The beginning is always the hardest. Do not give up. The beginning is always the hardest. And I think, Diana, as you said, some of the things that you've spoken about today about speaking may be quite new for people. Maybe they need to change things quite drastically to have better results. And whilst at first it might seem difficult, it's so important, isn't it, for them to continue moving forward, taking that next step, the next step. The beginning's always the hardest, you know, changing habits and so forth, the way that you've been doing things can often be difficult, but it is so worth persevering because, you know, soon it'll become just as if you've been doing it all along and the results will start to show. Love to hear your thoughts on that as well.
I couldn't agree more. I can't think of very many people who say, I love public speaking, or who say, I'm totally confident in public speaking. It's perfectly natural to be nervous at first. But on the other hand, what better way to get known and get visibility and grow your business? And it really only takes a handful of times out there in front of your audience to get a lot of those nervous jitters out. And when you've got a structure to relax into, it takes away so much of that stress and worry that might otherwise be there if you're winging it on your own. So yes, persevere. The first one is going to be the shakiest, but after that, you're going to be ready to roll.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, everyone, thank you again for joining us today on the show. Again, you've got some great, great action steps to implement in your business. If this is the very first time that you've joined us on the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, I really do encourage you to subscribe to our iTunes account, because then you can be assured that you're not going to miss out on other guest experts such as Diana today on the show. We have weekly shows coming out, and you want to make sure that you get access to all of those every week to help you build a successful business doing what you love. Now, if you want to share the show with your friends and colleagues, by all means, please do that. We certainly appreciate that. If you've got a message that you want to leave us, all of the details are on the website. You can leave a comment as well. It's always great to connect, and I'm sure Diana will be looking out for your comments, and if you've got any other questions as well. And of course, we'll be back the same time next week as well with another great show. This is Anne-Marie. Till then, have a fantastic, inspired week. You've been listening to The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. Do you want to promote your business to tens of thousands of other ambitious entrepreneurs, both nationally and internationally? I invite you to reach out and learn more about our customized sponsorship packages by emailing beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com. That's beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com, and we'll send you out further details.